Well, welcome back everyone. Are we all together? Are we still missing someone? No. Good. Well, now a lot of what you've been thinking about will be personal to you. I'm not asking you to share that. I wonder if there is anything people have been thinking about that they'd like to share with the rest of the group. It would be worth sharing. From either of those. It's a fantastic passage, isn't it? Yeah. Probably the best one I know to do a meditation on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's good to sort of slow down and dwell on it,
There's a lot in there, isn't there? Yeah. I hope at the very least, and I know you've only had a very short time with it, if we were real Puritans, we'd have spent at least an hour on each of those meditations and gone through as much more depth. We can't do that at the moment. And my concern was not only to give you a meditation, a real one, but mostly to present a method that you can take away and use for meditation any time with any passage. So I hope you've gained benefit from learned method and found that it could be useful for meditation. And secondly, begun to get a picture of just how much there is in there to be mined, and how much there is in scripture if only you spend time with it and dwell upon it, and how much the Lord can talk to us through it. Yes, it does. Yes, which way you break it down is up to you, really. Different people, you know, different methods suit different people, but...
An interesting decision of aspect of meditation is kind of deliberately talking to yourself or speaking to yourself.
That's particular to Puritans, I think. And quite a useful insight. I mean, it's only one of several Puritan approaches, but I find it quite a useful one for myself. Yeah. Alright, well, I'll just say one final prayer so we can gather together what we've been thinking about. We want to thank you, our Father, for the comfort there is in these verses, your promises of grace and peace, and for all that it speaks to us of Jesus Christ and what he's done for us. Thank you also for the challenges especially in the life that is coming again. Please drive all this home into our lives. And grant us, like John, grace to persevere to the very end with thanksgiving and with praise. Amen.
Amen.
Any questions come back finally before we draw to a close? Oh, it does take practice, yes. It takes a lifetime of practice. But I think it's getting become more and more appreciative of as it goes on, and find yourself more and more needing as well. I'm feeding you.
What next? Could you suggest any reading or resources or other any sort of spiritual branches that particular favourites of yours that you'd recommend?
Well, I've already conveyed that I like Newton,
yeah.
And certainly I think narratives of other Christians, especially in other ages, are very useful. I like reading them myself, and I think they have an enormous amount of teaching. Newton in particular does to me. He's written a lot of letters, which are fascinating. I say his letters are well worth anything. I mean, I use Old New Hymns in my quiet times and so on when I'm reading scripture, and sing an Old New Hymn because he used to write them to go with his sermons. So almost every passage of scripture, there's an Old New Hymn that's been written on it, so you can tie the two in quite well. So I use that. But I mean, again, that's me. You need to find the people who are appropriate for you, who spark off with you. Samuel Robertson is another one who does it for me. And there are a whole host of others as well. But you probably need to find ones that spark you off. Explore some of the lives of Christians down the ages and so on.
Any books on spirituality?
Again, there's not much on spirituality as a whole that covers it. At the start of the book, in the broad sort of sense of spirituality, Mike Race's Stirrings of the Soul is probably useful. That book gives you a bit of an approach. There are all sorts of other little things. I've written one called Presenting Everyone Mature, which is just a little booklet thing. That's particularly for those who care for others spiritually. What else is there? There's not very much in terms of introductions to spirituality as a whole, which is very useful. There are specific ones on specific things. Yes, that's right. There are quite a few of them. But there's not much that covers it overall as a subject, I think, except from a more academic perspective. Possibly not, I don't know. I've written some on specific spirituality, but nothing sort of overall yet. Yes, it is, certainly. It does put a whole library full of books of saying thoughts.
Yeah, I think that